Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead. In the days and weeks ahead of us, we are going to see horrible, evil, and terrible, horrifying events. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 29th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 14, 57, 87. We are continuing in Amos now with verse 1, where we see what current events are going to be happening in the next few days. Amos 8, verse 1, my controller, that is Adonai, as he always tends to address him, eternal originator, that is Yahweh. Those are the basic words in the original language, the inspired writing. Showed me this. This is what he showed me. You will notice a basket of summer fruit. I think right now it's summer, we enjoy fruit. Verse 2, he conveyed information. You know, that's the name and phonetically the basic language. Amos, it means information. What do you see? I said a basket of summer fruit. Eternal originator conveyed to me, the conclusion has come for me on my people. Whoa. What is the conclusion? And notice who his people are. It has come for me. He's going to give a conclusion here to all these events and horrors. My people, most powerful, prevails. That's the word in the original language, Israel. I will no longer be alienated to him. He's going to solve the root problems that we have. He is the problem solver. In other words, he's going to fix us. We sure need fixing. Verse 3, my controller, originator, excuse me, eternal originator. My controller, eternal originator's communication. Here's the quote from his writings. They will howl temple songs in that day. Oh, they're going to be deep into the religious crap, right? The corpse of many will be thrown in every locale to be silenced. Now, who can fix all this when 90% of this nation is dead? I'll tell you, there's one and only one. Verse 4, you crushing destitute. Well, I'm destitute and I feel crushed at times. That does go on. And exterminating meek. Yeah, they kill off the meek and mild folk. Must heed this. Verse 5, you say, when will lunar month pass? Now, we never think of a lunar month because we have this pagan calendar that is totally upside down on weeks and months. But that's all right. We make a lot of mistakes, and that's just one of the lesser ones. When will lunar month pass that we may buy or sell grain? They were cognizant of the lunar month, which is Tammuz. You and I are totally not aware of the lunar month. We're not aware of the solar lunar calendar. And then it's sort of ellipsis here for cessation. When will the lunar month pass? When will the cessation pass? We will trade grain to make a significantly reduced bushel. Oh, that's great to cheat people, right? Make a shekel grow. Yeah, we love money. We love power. Bend balances of deceit. Yeah, you know it. We are deceitful and we're going to steal. Acquire destitute with silver and destitute for pairs of sandals and sell refuse for grain. What a corrupt, rotten, vile, filthy lot of people we are. Oh, excuse me, did I confess that you are evil? Well, we all are. Verse 7. You know, I just heard some silly people say today on their computerized video audio that we shouldn't do away with prison. So I know Daniel Lappin and I would never agree with them, because Supreme will do away with prisons. He is very firm about everyone should get 1 to 40 lashes or death. None of this imprisonment nonsense works for him. He will imprison demons, though. We're talking about humans here. Verse 7, eternal originator guarantees with heals arrogance. You know who heal is? That is the original word, Yaakov. Certainly, this is the quote now from this man that was quoting Supreme. Certainly, I will never forget all their achievements for the future. He's going to deal with the problems that we have, and he's going to remember what he needs to do to fix this whole situation. Verse 8, will not the land quake over this? Boy, it is right now. I don't know if you've noticed that, but wow, a huge major fault, probably the worst fault line in the U.S., runs right through St. Louis. I used to live near there and was very concerned about that fault, although I never felt any quakes. But then when I went to California, it quaked all the time. It frightened my wife so much, we had to leave the state. Every inhabitant in it will mourn. This is not a good time, Charlie, okay? All of it will rise up like the river. That's a flood. It will be expelled. We will be taken into captivity worldwide and sink like Devil's Stronghold River. That's the Nile River. Verse 9, it will happen in that day. It's dead ahead of us right now. Well, we're in that day, if you count it as days, weeks, months, years. We're in it. My controller, eternal originator's communication, I will make the sun go down at noons. Ooh, now that is scary. I don't know that that will fix the problem. It could scare the hell out of us, but that's not the problem. We need to stop doing the death choices we make. I will cause it to be dark for land in daylight. Verse 10, I will turn your celebrations to mourning. Yeah, as he said earlier in a previous chapter, we will be having dirges. And all your songs to a dirge. He repeats it here. I will bring up sackcloth on your waist. That's mourning, people. And baldness on every head. That seems to be on my head, but I hope it's not on any woman's head. I will appoint it like mourning. That's not early morning, that's like sadness, of an only one. Its end is like a bitter day. So we're talking about very bitter times of mourning. I don't think we have any idea just how bad it is, let alone how much worse it's getting. Verse 11, you will notice my controller, eternal originator's communication. Certainly days will come, I will send scarcity on earth. That's death. Not scarcity for food. Oh, that is death. He's going to send scarcity, and it will not be thirst for water, but rather for hearing this scarcity and thirst for hearing eternal originator statements. It seems like we're there right now. I sure don't hear accurate statements from Supreme anywhere. If you do, let me know. Tell me about them. By the way, you'll be imagining it if you say that. Verse 12, you better look into it and prove it out. Verse 12, they will wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They will travel to, that's an interesting area, northeastern U.S., one of the worst spots in the nation. Well, the west is bad too. And, well, I guess everything is a mess. They will travel to seek eternal originator, or eternal originator's statement. And what? They will not find eternal originator's statement. No, if you don't come to my site, I don't know where you'd find it. I really don't. In all honesty, I've had to do diligence for my boss to present these things for you, make them available. Verse 13, in that day, the beautiful virgins and young men will dehydrate with thirst. Well, that is horrible. That's literal dehydration there. Verse 14, those guaranteeing with watching places trespass. That was the northern headquarters city in ancient Israel, the nine nations that were separate from Judah. And say, vindicator. Who's vindicator? Oh, that's Dan. That was the farthest north and the farthest off base of the nations for ancient Israel. And today, they're the same way. Your mighty ones live. That's your demons. They still worship demons today. Well, guaranteed way survives. What on earth is well guaranteed way? Well, it's interesting as you learn these names and the meanings of these names that Beersheba is well or water. Sheba, seventh guaranteed. That was a terrible activity there, paganism in the past, and it's present with us today. They will fall and never rise. Okay, that gets us to the end of the chapter, and I'll make a few concluding remarks. This is a very serious time that we're in. And this writing makes it all so very crystal clear. But I don't think we get the point. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. That's a vital problem of this nation's right now. We must flee stealing. We must flee murdering. Yes, we must be being renovated now, being changed now, being converted now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.